This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McGee. The U.S. Senate voted Friday not to allow new testimony and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on two articles of impeachment facing the president. AP's Mike Rossi.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the tally of the late afternoon vote Friday.
The yeas are 49. The nays are 51.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine and Mitt Romney of Utah broke ranks with the GOP and voted with Democrats for witnesses. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to react.
It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome.
The House of Representatives brought two articles of impeachment against Trump in December, charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. Senate again voting not to allow. Also, it's declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions in an effort to prevent the spread of the new virus that's hitting China. AP correspondent Jennifer King with more details.
At a White House briefing that included other top officials, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry to the U.S. of foreign nationals believed to be at risk of transmitting the virus.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
Americans returning from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
And a vaccine against the coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months. This is VOA.